Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so this week something shifted, and I mean properly shifted, not in a flashy way, but in the kind of way that makes you realise we're not talking about the future anymore. Three separate things happened, and when you line them up, they tell the same story. AI isn't doing demos, it's doing work. Let me start with the one that made me sit up. Siemens, the actual Siemens, tested a humanoid robot in their electronics factory in Germany. Not a research lab, not a controlled environment, a real production line. The robot is called HMND 01 Alpha, and its job was logistics. Pick tablets off conveyors, place them in test fixtures, sort the results, repeat. Here's what it did. 310 units per hour, 99% success rate. And here's the bit that really matters. They integrated it in 36 hours. Think about that for a second. Not months of custom engineering, not a team flying in to reconfigure the line, 36 hours from arrival to running production speed, and this isn't a one-off. Agibot, another robotics company, reported the same pattern from a completely different angle. Their G2 robots are now in Longcheer Technologies tablet production lines, same performance numbers, 310 units per hour, 19 to 20 second cycle times, 99% success rates, and they're planning to deploy 100 units by Q3 next year. What stands out to me isn't the speed, it's the consistency. Two different companies, two different robots, same results, same integration timelines, same uptime reports. That's not hype, that's a pattern. The takeaway: humanoid robots aren't stuck in the lab anymore, they're running production lines. And the barriers, the ones everyone said would take years to solve, they're dropping faster than anyone expected. Worth thinking about what that means for manufacturing labour over the next 24 months. Okay, so completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me because this one connects. Anthropic launched something this week called Claude Design, and on the surface it sounds like just another AI tool. You describe what you want. It generates prototypes, slides, pitch decks, whatever. Nice, useful, nothing groundbreaking. But here's where it gets interesting. Claude Design doesn't just generate designs, it hands them off, directly, to Claude Code, which implements them, which means the entire cycle. Design to review to handoff to implementation collapses into one continuous conversation. No more exporting, no more translating designer intent into developer language, no more back and forth. You ask for something. It designs it and then it builds it, in the same session. And the market noticed. Figma's stock dropped immediately after the announcement. Not because Claude Design replaces Figma, it doesn't, but because the equation flipped. Instead of AI being bolted onto design tools, design is now a feature inside an AI assistant. That's a different business model entirely. What I keep coming back to is this. We've been thinking about AI as something that helps tools get better. But what if the tools themselves become the AI's output? What if design isn't a product you buy? It's just something the AI does on the way to building the thing you actually wanted. That's not a small shift. That's the entire layer of the stack getting re-architected. Something to think about if you're building tools right now. Right, let me pull back for a second because there's a third piece to this. Developers are starting to get serious about AI code quality. And by serious, I mean they're actually writing down the rules. Two guides landed this week. One breaks down six specific rules you can add to Cursor, the AI-powered code editor, to stop it generating bad React code. Things like named event handlers instead of inline functions. No inline styles, one component per file, typed props, explicit dependencies, proper state management. Nothing fancy, just standards. The kind of thing a senior dev would catch in code review. But here's the clever bit. You write these rules into a file called .cursorRules. And from that point on, Cursor applies them automatically to every prompt, every file, every suggestion. You don't have to keep reminding it. You don't have to paste the same instructions into every chat. You write it once, and it becomes part of the AI's context. The other guide goes deeper. It's about something called Layer 1 of the Agentic OS, which sounds grand, but really it's just passive memory. You create a file called .github/copilotinstructions.md, and GitHub Copilot reads it silently in the background. Every time you ask for code, it applies your team's standards without you having to ask. And this is the bit I find fascinating. We're not just using AI to write code, we're teaching it how we want code written. And once we teach it, it remembers. That's not automation, that's delegation. The takeaway? The teams that figure out how to encode their standards into AI context, those teams are going to move faster than everyone else, by a lot, because the bottleneck isn't writing code anymore. It's maintaining quality at speed. And these tools, when configured properly, solve that. Worth having a conversation about with your team this week. What are your standards, and how do you make sure the AI knows them? So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Three stories. Robots in factories. Design tools that build themselves. AI that remembers your coding standards. They don't sound related. But they are, because what they're all saying is this. The integration time is collapsing. The time from this is possible to this is running in production. It's not years anymore. It's not months. In some cases, it's days. And that changes everything. Because when the lag between idea and implementation drops to near zero, the advantage goes to whoever can move fastest, not whoever has the most resources, not whoever has the best plan, whoever can iterate. That's the thread running through everything today. Speed of iteration, speed of deployment, speed of learning. The teams that get this, the ones already writing their standards into AI context, already deploying robots on 36-hour timelines, already collapsing design and implementation into one step. Those teams are building a different kind of muscle, and 6 months from now, the gap is going to be obvious. Something to think about this weekend. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.